one of baseball's most hallowed achievements could be within reach this year. New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge is flirting with the magical, elusive batting average 400. Now, he does have impressive stats so far this season, but it has been the better part of a century since the ballplayers reached that number. Steve Futterman explains just why 400 is so difficult.
When the Yankees came to Los Angeles last week to play the Dodgers, one player clearly stood out.
Right fielder, number 99, Aaron Judge.
Judge, 6'7" and 280 pounds, towers above everyone in the batter's box. Breaking barriers is nothing new for him, as heard here on the Yankees radio network.
Swung on. There it goes! Deep left, it is high, it is far, it is gone! Number 62 to set the...
In 2022, Judge set the American League record for the most home runs in the season. Pretty remarkable stuff. But when you mention hitting 400, that's something altogether different. No one has done it since 1941.
Coming up for the second time at bat, Ted Williams, hitting 405.
Ted Williams ended that season at 406 for the Boston Red Sox. In the 84 years since then, no one else has done it. So why do people think Aaron Judge might have a chance this season?
The greatness of Judge is that, you know, he never stops trying to get better.
That's the Yankees hitting coach Jim Rawson.
And this is a guy who's at the top of our game. If the book ended right now, it's a Hall of Fame book, but yet we're not even close. He's still writing the story.
They first worked together in 2014 when Judge was just a rookie. This is Judge's 10th season and maybe his best, hitting for both power and average as he flirts with 400.
If he does this, I mean, it's going to be astronomical numbers, right? But I wouldn't put it past him. There's nothing that I wouldn't say, hey, this guy can't do. I don't think he's striving for necessarily 400, but I think he's striving every day to be the best hitter that he can be. And that hitter can definitely do it. It's possible.
In the first 2 months of the season, Judge has been a hitting machine.
Here's Judge, already with 3 hits today. And a bouncer through into left field. A 4-hit afternoon for Aaron Judge. Bryce moves.
Following that game against the A's on May 11th, Judge was hitting 409. Since then, his average has dropped a bit, but he's still within striking distance of 400. But to do it for an entire season... In 1995, Ted Williams told the Classic Sports Network that would take nearly perfection.
In order to have that 400 year, which is a wonderful year, everything has to fall in place. You get cycles of good hitting, good pitching, you know. Everything has to fall in place. Good years, bad years, everything has to come in place.
After Williams, the man who came closest to hitting 400 in a full season was George Brett in 1980. The Kansas City Royals infielder batted 390. If he had had just 5 more hits, he would have reached 400. We contacted Brett to get his comments. He told us, it's too early. Call me in August. Aaron Judge is used to both the attention and deflecting questions about individual accomplishments, like breaking this barrier.
Try not to think about it. You know, I got a job to do on the field. You know, I got to make plays, score some runs for the team. You try not to get too hyped into that. That's for you guys to do, and I got a job to do on the field.
Last night, Aaron Judge had 2 more hits in the game against Cleveland.
Judge hits one through the right side for base hit.
Another step closer to 400, but the season still has 4 more months to go. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.